As we are in the last few weeks of the season, of a liturgical season that I've mentioned to many of our parishioners already, we are coming towards the end and we're hearing some great images and verses and parts of our scriptures. We thank our first and second graders in reading today. What a nice job. Proud of all of you and serving at the Mass. What a gift. And today, I think one thing that's kind of hard at this time of the year, but it is important, what St. Paul had said, which is so true and so important for each and every one of us. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are at the Lord's. I mentioned many of our parishioners and other people, you know, how many funerals we've been having the last couple of weeks. And not just here, but around the world. You know, every day people pass away. That's part of the whole circle of life, that it's life and death, birth, life and death, and according to God's will, that's to know where we're going. And as St. Paul was talking again, that we want to focus on God, as this is a chapter. Personally, I'm very excited. Today, my sister-in-law is in the hospital, hopefully getting ready to have a baby. And I think about, I'll never have a baby myself, right? But she and my brother are in the hospital. We'll be praying for her and him and the little one. And just the gift of life. And then knowing as a priest and as you, many of our parishioners that have been to, some have not been to a funeral before, and others have been to many. But there is also death that comes, and Ecclesiastes says that in a very way. In chapter 3, in Ecclesiastes 3, that there's a time to be born and a time to die. And again, that's hard to hear, but it's reality. That's what it is. And we pray that we walk as close as we can with our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, as St. Paul said, if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. And we pray that this is just one chapter. It's not the end of our lives. We want to be with our Lord forever.